Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, after digging a day and a half, the rescue party failed to find a passageway into the old silver mine. And as a result, most of the men gave up and went home. However, Dick Huddleston, still convinced that the dog has led them to where Lum and Abner may be trapped, has stayed on the job with Cedric's help. And that is where we find them now. Listen.
Getting pretty tired, Cedric?
Well, yes, well, a little bit, I reckon, Porter.
Yeah, maybe we better take time out and rest a little while.
Oh, I can keep going a while yet if you can.
Yeah, you get too tired now, we'll say so. Too bad we couldn't get a little more help.
Yes, well, most everybody thinks we're just wasting our time digging here.
I think some of them are just afraid to get down in here, Cedric. Afraid it'll cave in on them. Squire Skimp thinks he's located Lum and Abner someplace over in Oklahoma, but I think that's just a wild goose chase.
Well, what become of Mr. Grandpap? He's helping us pretty good there for quite a spell.
Yeah, I sent him back to town to get some rest. He wouldn't admit it, but he was just plumb wore out. I was afraid he might overdo himself down here.
Yes, Mom. He was puffing something wonderful there, I know.
He's getting too old for this kind of work, Cedric.
Well, there ain't room for no more than two fellers to work in here no ways. Just as well you sent Mr. Grandpap back.
He didn't want to go, but I used the excuse I wanted him to take that dog Abner's away from here.
Well, I'm glad you done that. That howling and whining he's doing is might not driving me crazy.
Yeah, me too. Sure had a hard time dragging the dog away, but I just couldn't stand that mournful howling any longer.
Yeah, it sounded like he's howling at the moon. Give a body the creeps. You know, I've always heard when a dog howls that away, Mr. Dick, that it's a sign that somebody...
Why, yes, sit right down here, Grandpap. I thought you were up at the mine with Dick and Cedric.
Well, I was, Squire, but Richard got it in his head I was overdoing myself, and he insisted on me coming back to town here.
Yes, well, you've got no business down that old mine, Grandpap, man of your age.
Well, I ain't so old. I ain't a day older than I was 20 years ago. Or that is, I don't feel no older.
Oh, what's the matter?
Oh, just got a crick in my back there. Can't hardly stand to twist sideways. Can't imagine what's causing that.
That is quite a mystery.
Yeah, quick as I get rested up here, I'm going back up to the mine there.
And I don't know, Grandpap. I'm afraid that's just a waste of time. I'm more positive than ever that Lum and Abner are over in Oklahoma someplace.
Oklahoma, yeah?
Yes, in fact, I'm expecting a call from the sheriff any minute now over there.
Sheriff?
Yes.
You mean they're in jail like I said they was?
No, I'm merely having the sheriff question this woman who claims that she saw Lum and Abner.
Oh, I see.
The other lead I had, that man who thought he saw him over in Mississippi, that didn't turn out so good.
Never, huh?
No, according to him, one of the men that he saw weighed over 230 pounds.
Well, that couldn't have been either Lum or Abner.
No, no.
Both of them together don't weigh a whole lot more than that.
No, that couldn't have been them.
Not less than one of them has put on a lot of weight since he left here. They might have been eating an awful lot lately. Fella gets away from home that way, he gets awful appetite.
I doubt that they'd put on that much, old Grandpap. Well, I'm pretty hopeful about this other lead, though.
Yeah. Hope you got the right hunch there, Squire. I'd give everything I got in the whole wide world to see them two old varmints again.
Yes, well, I'm sure that everybody in town feels that same way, too, Grandpap.
I try to keep myself from thinking the worst, but it does look like we'd have got some actual trace of them by now if we're ever going to.
Well, I'll tell you, Grandpap, while I don't like to say things like this, but, I've just been wondering if Abner and his wife were getting along well together.
Oh, of course they was.
Well, I don't know, but Perhaps he and Lum just decided to skip out and not let anybody know where they were going.
Oh, no, no, no. That just couldn't be, Squire. Abner and his woman always gets along with one another, nearly.
Now, why did he try to deceive her about where he was going, then?
Deceive
her? Yes, deceive her. Before he left, all he did was just give her a few vague excuses about staying at Lum's place or going somewhere with Lum. He never gave her the slightest indication that he was going away for any length of time.
Yeah, that is curious, come to think on it. Have to admit it.
Yes.
Always before he told Elizabeth wherever he's going.
Yes, well, the whole thing looks mighty strange to me, Grandpap. Someday we'll find out the true story behind all this, too. Excuse me a minute, that's my ring, I believe.
I know I can't figure out nothing about it right now. I'm just mixed up something terrible.
Yeah, pardon me a minute.
Go right ahead.
Hello, Filbert and Skimp, casualty, M.K. Skimp speaking. Oh, yes, Mamie. Put them on. By George, it's a call from Oklahoma, Grandpa.
Oh, well, good. Hope they got some good news for us. Hope they're in jail over there.
Hello? Hope
they robbed a bank, that's what I hope.
Yes, this is M.K. Skimp.
They bring some of that money home.
Oh, yes, Sheriff, yes.
Hold it.
Yes, that's right, a tall one and a short one.
Yeah.
What's that? Indians? No, they're not Indians.
Oh, no, they ain't Indians. Ain't got a
I see. Yes, well, much obliged anyway, Sheriff. No, just drop the whole matter. Yes, that's right. Goodbye.
Well, what is it? Are Lum and Abner running around dishing guys like Indians now?
No, it wasn't that at all, Grandpap. And I had hopes that we were on the track of something there, but no luck, I guess.
Yeah, maybe Dick Huddleston's got the right idea after all. Yeah, I believe I'll head back up there and try to help him out some.
No, you better go home and rest, Grandpap. Anybody can see that you're all worn out. What you need is some sleep.
Oh, I can't sleep, Squire. Last night when I come home from digging, I laid down and tried to get a little rest, but I was so dogged tired I couldn't sleep. Just laid there and hear that picking. Pick.
Yeah, wait a minute, Cedric. Let me get in there at this shovel now and get some of that dirt out of your way there.
Yes, Mom.
Give you a little chance for a breathing spell here, too.
Yeah, getting pretty tired.
Yeah, we've been making pretty good headway for the last few hours. I don't believe there's as many rock here now as there was at first.
Well, it's pretty easy digging now.
Yeah, I expect we better stop after a while. Get some of this dirt outside, too.
Yes, Mom. It's getting stacked up behind us here to where we won't be able to get out ourselves.
Have to get somebody to come out here and dig us out now.
Yeah, that'd be a good joke on us, wouldn't it? Or would it?
Yeah, I don't imagine that'd be much of a joke, Cedric, to be trapped down in a mine.
Oh, well, I don't know how come you say that in the first place. How long's this old mine shaft been here, Mr. Dick?
Oh, I don't know, Cedric. 30 or 40 years, I guess. No one man dug this whole thing. Spent a lifetime at it.
One feller dug the whole thing.
Yeah, I remember him. He was here when I first came to these parts. Old Crazy Jim Byers, they called him. Used to live right on top of this hill. Had a little shack sitting right up there on top of the ridge.
I wish now I never had a dug the mine in the first place. That's what I wish.
I imagine the times that he wished that himself, too, Cedric. He kept looking for a big vein of silver, but he never did find it. In paying quantity, that is. Yeah, I guess that's cleared out enough there now, Cedric. I think you can use that pick a little bit more now.
Yes, ma'am.
Here, let me move back out of your way here. Only thing that worries me now, Cedric, if we do find him, I'm just afraid it might be too late.
Wait a minute. I believe this thing's caving in here, Mr. Dick.
Yeah, here, well, don't use that pick anymore, then. Let's take a look at it. Here, hold that lantern up there. Let's see what it looks like overhead here, Cedric.
Don't sound like it's up there. It's right in here where it's caving in. Look at there, Mr. Dick.
What is it?
There's an opening there.
Opening?
We've dug through it. See that hole in there?
Here, let me see, Cedric. Yes, sir?
Here, let me crawl up on this dirt here and stick the lantern through there.
Yeah, here. Maybe this is all that's caved in, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, I believe it is. Yes, Mom, there's a big room here, looks like.
Can you see anything?
No, Mom, this lantern don't throw out enough light.
Yeah, well, here, let me get up there, Cedric.
I might as well crawl on through on this fur.
Yeah, sure, go ahead, I'll follow you.
I believe I'm going to have to shovel a little of this dirt out first, though. Just barely can get my head through this hole. Hand me that shovel there.
Yeah, here. Hurry up, Cedric, shovel it off the top there. Maybe that other dirt will cave in then.
Yeah, now, that done it. Here, now I believe I can get through.
Yeah, well, go ahead. I'm right behind you.
Yeah, plenty of room now. Watch out for this little step off here.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Wait a minute, Mr. Dick. Looky there.
What is it,
see them eyes? It's a wildcat, that's what it is. He's backing up down that tunnel. Yonder he goes, see him? Must have been a wildcat old Blue had treed in here.
I'm not looking at that. Look over here to your right, Cedric.
Mom, where?
Right there. It's them, Cedric, but...
But what, Mr. Dick?
Well, look.
Oh, my goodness.